And the Bible would have said, and Moses and Aaron got in a fight. I'm so excited that you're joining me again for another incredible conversation where we're still diving into this concept of transition and all that goes along with it. I am Courtney Beard. I pastor The Collective Church, but today you're letting me into your home, your car, your job, wherever you are for this incredible moment. Do me a favor, hit that subscribe or follow button and even hit us with a review. How's this conversation been? Give us a 5-star, leave us a comment below. It's going to be absolutely amazing. Today's conversation, I want to title it, Don't Waste Your Weight. It's important, and if you need a subtitle, call it, I Got Weight Issues. How about that? I Got Weight Issues. It's important that as you are standing in the destiny moment of your next, that you don't waste your weight. What does that mean? Your time of waiting, your liminal space, this season that you're in where you're pivoting, you're moving, you're positioning yourself towards the future. Don't waste your time of waiting. I was recently with a friend of mine in Atlanta, Georgia, and he had just come back from a trip in Europe, and he was showing me some of the things that he was able to thrift out of Paris. And he was like, man, I went to this thrift store in Paris, and it was absolutely amazing. And he took me to this closet that he had. He's showing me all of these shirts and these shoes and these pants, and these are like high-end luxury brands, things that are just totally expensive here in America. But over there, he was able to thrift it for the low. And as he was thrifting it for the low, he said, yeah, man, they're just getting rid of these things, but they're like so expensive to me. What they was throwaway for them actually is something that's valuable for me. And that stuck with me on the flight back and as I'm walking through this season. And I had this thought that that's what time is like for me. In another season, time was something that may have seemed throwaway. I had a lot of it to give. I could just spend a lot of time chilling and whatever. But in this space, in this season, time is valuable. What someone else is throwing away, for you, you're finding it is the most expensive commodity or currency that you have. And in some seasons, for me, time moves fast. And in other seasons, it's moving slow. I'm not in my fast time moving season right now. When time is moving fast, it feels like I'm winning. Doesn't it feel like you're winning? You're just cruising and everything's moving and all of these things. But when you're in a waiting season, I'm in this waiting season now as I'm leading our church through this process of permits and getting our building built out. Time is moving slow. I have to realize it's not winning. I'm actually waiting. Now, there's a way to still win in the middle of your wait. And that's why I'm saying don't waste your wait. Both seasons of a fast pace and a slow pace of winning and waiting, they give me heartburn a little bit because I realize this pokes a hole into my control issues. Control issues. And if you're like me, when time is moving fast and you're winning, it feels like you're on this incredible roller coaster. There's all this adrenaline, hands are in the air, whoa, waving like you just don't care. But when you're in the slow waiting season, it's not a roller coaster, it's a roller coaster of emotions. And so time and metabolism are very similar to me. You know, when your metabolism is fast, it's like you can eat everything, do everything, you're flexible, you're fluid. But when it slows down, it seems like whatever you digest becomes a part of you. And you find yourself like when time is slow, your metabolism is picking up weight. That's what time feels like when you're slow. It feels like I'm just picking up weight. I've been saying for a long time, I simply have weight issues. I don't like waiting. I don't want to wait. Waiting is the most uncomfortable thing for me. Why? Because waiting makes you feel like you are wasting if you aren't pointed towards Jesus. You know, God asked Moses to come and chat with him in Exodus 24. And then in Exodus 32, he sends Moses back down the mountain. And in between those chapters, all hell breaks loose. It says here, when Moses went and told the people all the Lord's words and laws, they responded with one voice. This is what they said. Everything the Lord has said, we will do. That's what they said in Exodus 24. Everything the Lord says, we will do. Many of us have that feeling when time is moving fast, when everything's on the up and up. God, whatever you say, we'll do. And then when life gets slower, we become like the children of Israel in Exodus 32. And it says, and when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down from the mountain, the people gathered themselves together to Aaron and said, up, make us gods who shall go before us. And for this Moses, the man who brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we do not know what has become of him. Can you see the difference here? When life is moving faster, we are often just looking at the idea of, well, whatever you want us to do, God will do. But when it gets slower and life feels like we are waiting or like we are delayed, we start looking for other options to lead us. Maybe I should listen to my feelings. Maybe I should listen to my experience. Maybe I should listen to my past. No, slow down. What's the last thing that God said and you agreed to? They begin to start making possibly these speculations about Moses. Maybe he got stuck in the dark. Maybe the cloud that he went into, maybe it took him out. Maybe he's so comfortable with God, he forgot about us. And when you're in a slow waiting season or a liminal space, it's often that you feel like, hey, I think God forgot about me. Moses comes down the mountain and discovers the same people that were giving God praise in one season. Now they are worshiping this calf and doing all types of craziness and intimacy with each other. Here's where I want to land at. Improper worry leads to inappropriate worship. Improper worry will lead to inappropriate worship. And that doesn't mean that you're singing hallelujah over the thing. It just means you're giving it more headline news in your mind than you need to. The children of Israel became accustomed to this pattern that they developed. In one season, they're saying, give us a new God. Another season, they're saying, give us a king. They keep asking for a new leader when life gets slower. We have to be careful with that. I cannot tell you how many times I've had to confront myself over the last month and say, Courtney, don't get a new leader just because life is slower. When God has you in a waiting season, it's not a pause, it's a preparation. God, what are you preparing for me in this season? How are you preparing me? Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. Maybe God is taking this moment of this season of transition or this liminal space to build a better sanctuary in you. Now, if we're going to be friends for real, and I'm going to talk to you like you're my friend, I want to be transparent and honest. And my transparency wants me to tell you that I have real issues with God in some moments. And don't leave me by myself. I have real issues that I feel like there are moments that God does not have a watch or a clock. God, can you not see that I'm standing in a need right now? Can you not see that I need a miracle right now? Have you ever felt like God was delayed on something? And I get angry that heaven's pace does not match my pressure. But like the children of Israel, when they said Moses was delayed, there's a correction there. Moses wasn't delayed. He was waiting. Delayed and waiting aren't the same thing. Delay is doing time in the prison of your anxiety. Waiting is doing time in the expectation of God's promises and his most recent instructions. I have a choice. I can either sit in this pressure cooker of my anxiety, or I can start to look at the expectations of this moment, because I have to realize that while I'm waiting, God is working. Say it with me. While I'm waiting, God is working. Say it again. While I'm waiting, God is working. Here's how I get in trouble, is that I allow my impatient nature to turn into my impulsive nature. That's where we get in trouble. When our impatience turns us to being impulsive, and then when we become impulsive, we throw away everything that we're called to and go to what feels comfortable in the moment. We actually forget about God's resume. The children of Israel in this moment, they're not thinking about God's resume. They're not thinking about the Red Sea. They're not thinking about how they've been eating. They're not thinking about the days when they used to be slaves and now God is turning them into sons. It is possible while we're waiting to forget about the beautiful resume of the resurrection of Jesus that got us to this moment. You want to know the biblical definition of the word wait? It literally means readiness for service. The biblical definition of wait means readiness for service. And when I'm in a season, or when you're in a season of waiting, if you confuse waiting with delay, you'll stop being ready for service and you'll quit everything that you're supposed to serve. Maybe that's you. Maybe you're sitting in a moment and maybe you've quit coaching that little league team. Maybe you've quit being a quality stay-at-home mom or dad. Maybe you've quit being a student because you said this process of waiting has suffocated me so much that I'm just throwing the towel on everything I'm called to serve. The devil is a lie. Get back in the game. You cannot quit. Don't lose your yes. Don't lose your commitment. What is your covenant commitment? If you're told to serve and you're called to serve, you got to serve. The biblical definition of wait means readiness for service. It also means to linger with hope. I like that right there. Because I'm always checking myself in this process. Courtney, as you're waiting for the zoning, make sure you linger with hope. As you're waiting for construction, make sure you linger with hope. As God is sending more destiny helpers, make sure you linger with hope. I've done enough of lingering with hopelessness. I have to linger with hope in this season. Here's another way that you wait. You don't just linger with hope. You linger and watch. You take a stand. You stand still. Or you expect eagerly. Don't waste your wait. Stay in the place of anticipation and expectation until you see the hand of the Lord move. Moses is not delayed. Moses is in a waiting season. The children of Israel, they're not delayed. They're in a waiting season. In this moment, this is where you challenge that liminal space of your mind by changing the way you think about things. If you don't change your mind, then you will sit in this place of a prison that says there's no other options but to die in this desert. You have to change the way you think. I'm reminding us that repentance is healthy when you're in a season of waiting, because repentance, the word metanoia, means change the way you think. And I believe if you change the way you think, you'll change what you say, which will change what you see. The Hebrew word for repentance is turn back to the cross. So I'm not just changing the way I think about this season. I'm actually turning back to the cross as I change the way that I think. Will you begin to look at this destiny moment different? Will you look at the pressure cooker of your job different? Will you look for that raise differently? I know you didn't get the raise last semester, and I know you've been looking for it this season. Will you look at this season differently? You're not on pause. You're being prepared. I'm going to give you a quick acronym for the word wait, really quick. I'll be fast. W means to worship well. A means to anticipate well. I means to improve. Choose to improve in this season. While things are slow, what can you be learning? And T means to trust His timing. It's important for me that you grab this. Don't waste your wait. I know. Don't waste your wait. Say it with me. Don't waste your wait. What another incredible moment where I got a chance to hang out with you guys today on Don't Waste Your Wait. And I got to tell you this. I need to hear those reviews down bottom. How did this one impact you? I'd love to know it. Subscribe to us. Some of you have already asked, how do you find us? Go to Instagram. Go to Facebook. And you can find us at The Collective. TheCollectiv. Subscribe, hit us with a review, hit us with a rating. And some of you have asked, Pastor Courtney, how do we sow? This has been such a blessing to me. How do I give? Go to Cash App, TheCollectiv, or even on Venmo at TheCollectiv. Put that seed in the ground. And in the memo, just write, the podcast. Guys, it's an honor that you take me on the journey of life with you. And I pray that you don't miss your destiny pivot and you begin to win like never before in this season. Do me a favor. Let's pray. God, as your son or your daughter, we're standing here saying, we are not going to get married to the pace of this season. We're going to wait for you to finish building a sanctuary on the inside of us. You have the way we wait. You have my ears and my eyes, and I also give you my word. Holy Spirit, I'm changing the way I think about this. Why? Because I refuse to waste my waiting season. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey guys, have an amazing day. Have an amazing night. This is your season. Don't miss your destiny pivot.